gotta do it smooth.
How smooth?
This smooth. Oh, yeah. It's 2 a.m. You gotta talk quiet.
Easy listening.
Just got easy listening.
Yeah.
We just got done recording part one of the show. And we realized Keith's not gonna be there for part two. Not gonna have time for him to talk about Lair of the Shadow Broker. Why don't you talk about it right now, baby?
I bought Lair of the Shadow Broker based on Kyle's glowing review of it.
Oh, shit.
He glowed when he reviewed
it. I am honored.
Yeah, and I played through that. That was probably the most worth it DLC I've ever bought.
Fuck yeah, right?
Yeah, it was 800 points, and it was so much better than, like, some $15 DLC that I bought.
It looked great, right?
Yeah, it definitely looked really
Mass
good.
Mass Effect 2 already looked great, but Shadow Broker are also... That looks even better on top of that.
Yeah, like, for a storyline that wasn't part of the Mass Effect 2 main storyline, it, like, one, connected to it really well, yeah. And was just great on its own. Like, because since the first game, there's always been the whole Shadow Broker is a mysterious figure type thing,
yeah.
And addressing that was a good call, because I was always totally into the Shadow Broker thing.
Yeah, I wasn't so hot on the Shadow Broker idea initially. I just didn't really find it that interesting, but they made it interesting, definitely.
What part were you all for at first?
I'm sorry?
What part were you for at first? Like, you know...
I've never been particularly interested in the Shadow Broker in general. I just don't find it to be an interesting part of the Mass Effect universe.
Okay.
I think it kind of almost feels like a storyline cop-out of, like, oh, yeah, the universe is huge, but somehow there's one dude who, like, runs the entire black market for the whole universe. It's like, all right, dude, whatever.
I mean, the dude was pretty huge. He could...
Hey, now. Let's not get into spoilers now.
All right, no spoilers. That's not a spoiler.
Wait, do you want to do spoilers?
Spoilers!
Spoilers!
Dude's a yo-ag. He's got a big fucking mouth, and he's angry as shit.
I thought, when I saw that big dude, I thought it was going to be, like, a suit. Like, I thought it was going to be, like...
Yeah, I thought the entire time I thought it was going to be a Volus.
Exactly. I thought it was going to be a Volus inside of a giant suit.
Like until they took a really serious turn with it, I was like, ah, it's going to be a Volus.
Yeah.
I kind of hoped that the entire time.
So I did think that was really cool, like, the part of, like, you know... It's almost like you do have to fight him, but it's kind of, like, the real way that Liara... Like, that you take him down is that, like, Liara, like, knows about him. That's like his thing. He trades in information, and she has information on him.
Yeah, because she happened to study pre-space fight civilizations before she took on the Protheans.
Sure, whatever, nerd.
That's what she said.
Whatever, nerd.
Anyway, so, like, I guess the way that he got into power was the original.
No, we're not talking about this. We only have 5 minutes.
We've got 2 more minutes.
But we're not. We don't need to say the spoilers.
All right.
The idea is that they already played it and they know what we're talking
about. All right. Fine. I kind of. Then what else?
Liara's the Shadow Broker?
Oh, yeah. That was fucking cool.
See, like, that's why I feel it's, like, that's how she beats the Shadow Broker to, like, earn her position as the Shadow Broker. It's, like, she got the info on the guy who has all the info.
Right. And the cool part about that is now the one dude that controls the universe is your best bud to get y'all this shit.
Speaking of best buds, in a weird way, like, how much time do we have left?
We have a minute and 20 seconds.
All right. So, did you have any, like, stuff to take care of on, like, the relationship side with Liara?
I didn't fuck her.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
You didn't go for the blue pussy?
No, I didn't blue pussy
at all. So, well, that's what I had. So I had to do some, like, tough decision of, like, do I want to say that I want to get back with Liara, or do I want to stay with Tali, who I went with in Mass Effect 2, and...
What'd you do?
I actually made, like, multiple save files, but I think I'm going to stick with Tali.
Yeah.
Look, I always get
you
tempted.
You want a chance to see that face?
I want to see that fucking face! Yeah, but, like, I always get tempted to, like, switch sides. Whenever I get a chance to switch sides on something, I always want to do it. But, like, I was like, no, I have to fight the urge. No.
Yeah, I didn't have that to take care of.
Okay.
I took up the Miranda one, which I think is the one that they wanted you to pick.
Oh, Miranda's the worst.
I don't know, like,
boom.
If you're nice to her,
wait.
She's a good person.
But did they still give you a chance to, like, start a new relationship with her?
I think they did.
Oh.
I think they kind of did, but I didn't take it.
That's interesting, though.
Yeah.
So you could still be like, hey, even though I didn't go with you in Mass Effect 1, I could still, right now, start something?
We have 5 seconds.
That's something worth going back to.
Okay.
I don't know.
I don't even... Bye.